Hey, so it's Thursday morning, the 4th, 9:50 a.m. I'm having my coffee this morning with Unsolved Mysteries, and I thought I'd just record a little something. I'm not really sure about what, but I haven't recorded anything in a while, so I thought I would just do a track today. So it's about probably nothing in particular. Whatever comes in my head. Okay, so it's supposed to be raining today. Snow tomorrow. My mom has a doctor's appointment tomorrow. It's for a new doctor. She has to get some pills. Her other doctor she's been seeing can't give her these pills anymore, so she has to go to this other one to get them for her psoriasis. So tomorrow it looks like there's some snow in the forecast, which I'm not too happy about because I'm going to be using a friend's car, and I don't like my mom out and crazy weather. I just hope it's just going to be flurries. But today is just going to be one of the normal days. I get the car for my friend today to have for tomorrow and Saturday. And then that's it. And I think we're getting some storm on Tuesday, some snowstorm, so which may give us a lot of snow. Anyway, let me see. I was talking about I think in one of the audios I did, I was talking about the limitations of Audio Boom and how much you can record. You get free 10 minutes of speaking time. And the last one I did, I think it was about the X-Files, it went a little bit over 10 minutes, and I had to, well, I cropped it, but I think that they just stop it at 10 minutes, if you go over that. But I looked into something else called Spreaker, which is Spreaker, and they have a recording studio where you can actually record free for 30 minutes, whatever you like, and it goes on their site, which is all podcasts, which is great. I'm probably like my favorite site now for podcasts. I started with Audio Boom. I still love Audio Boom, but on Spreaker they have some stuff that is just on their site. So I kind of I've been going toward to there more, and they have live broadcasts of podcasts. So I've been more there. Mostly like every day or so, listening to something on there. I'm not really sure if I'd record anything to put on their site at the moment, just because their site is more radio based and people upload stuff like music, and most of the time it's just music that I hear. But they have, just regular podcasts too. Of like where you could find everywhere else, but it's more of a regular podcasting site, I don't see how someone like me who was just talking could actually, well, you can, but you like record something and put it on there. But for me, for what I saw, it's mostly just people, just putting music up as a radio or doing some commentary or something like that, not just talking. For me, if I would do that, I would, it's just going to be me for posting on my Twitter anyway, so it's not like I care about followers over there. Those people, they probably just want just regular radio. They don't know who I am. I'm recording this for really my own amusement for something that I want to do, something just something new for me to do. And if people happen to listen to it, that's great, you know. But this is just something for me. And I'm okay with Audioboom's 10-minute free recording policy for uploads, you know, so far. I don't really see myself talking for a half an hour or so, but it's just interesting to know that there's another site that if I want to go over the 10 minutes, I can post on there. But so far, I'm just going to stay where I am because I like Audioboom. And which I think is a cool thing. If you do record live there, you don't have to record live, but you can. You can broadcast live, or you can just do what I'm doing right now and then upload it. But if you do live, people can also comment, and you can see it right in the studio app, and also on their the Spreaker radio site and app too, you know. But I just rather do what I'm doing. But anyway, that's that. And right now I'm almost at 7 minutes recording time. Yeah. Let me see. One thing I'm bummed about as far as radio goes is I love the station by me called Party 105, and it's really hard for me to get it in the house, the station. So I've been mainly just listening to it online, but for the past couple months or so, the online site has been down. And I actually messaged them on Facebook, and they told me that they got back to me, and they told me that they're fixing it. They're trying to fix it as soon as possible, which is great because that really is a great radio station for club hits, dance hits. I love music like that. But the closest thing to it, I'd say, would be KTU, but Party 105 closer to edges them out a bit for me, at least. But it's like my first station here on Long Island. But that I'm a little bummed that I actually can't really listen to them too much. And the radio station that the radio that I have here in the house is very staticky. For that, even though it's on Long Island, the station. But I guess it's better than nothing, but I'd rather listen to it live online, my tablet. So we've been waiting faithfully for them to fix that. Oh, let me see. So I'm up at 8 minutes, a little over 8 minutes. I have 2 more minutes to go. Let me see. So I've been... I mostly love reading. I'm going to novels now, really quickly. I mostly love reading horror novels, supernatural novels, ghost stories, things like that. That was always my main reading thing. When I was younger, I used to like romance novels, but I don't read those now. I mainly love horror novels, supernatural stories and stuff, and short stories. But lately a friend of mine has been getting me into literary classics like Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre, things like that, like Jane Austen novels and stuff, but Charlotte Bronte. And I'm actually really getting to like those type of stuff. And things that I thought were just kind of like fluff aren't, you know. They're really in-depth stories and with emotion and just great, you know. Anyway, I got 30 seconds left, so I'm to record this. I'm going to stop now. And everyone, and whoever listens to this, have a good day. Bye.